The market's trying to make a comeback last after going through a rough ride over the holidays, stronger than expected job numbers helping. However, will we see a sustained progress for 2019? We're checking in now with day trader in front of the program, Jay Ratliff. Good morning, Jay.
Hey, good morning.
So the job numbers are strong. I would think that would signal good news or whatever the markets are maybe looking for, but maybe they're not looking for that. What are the markets looking for so we can have, I guess, consistency of growth?
Well, you know, every time that we're seeing a pop, it's on singular issues. I mean, we had a situation where, like today, there's hope as far as the trade discussions with China. The market's up 211 points in pre-market. The Fed will make an announcement about perhaps reducing the number of interest rate hikes for this year. The market gets a pop. But again, these are singular issues, and I just don't see that, you know, that's going to sustain the market through 2019. Now, we are extremely pleased about the manufacturing growth. There was an article last week in Forbes talking about manufacturing is growing 714% faster under President Trump than Obama. So there's certainly some good news out there. But Marty, when you look at it, we've got a lot of headwinds this year that makes it look like 2019 could be a challenging year for investors.
Hey, you mentioned briefly the Fed and what they did in 2018. What are we looking at for 2019? Do you think minimum three rate hikes?
Well, that's what they told us last month to look at. But Jerome Powell last week, the Fed chair, had indicated that maybe two rate hikes may be enough April this year, and they could adjust that as we kind of see how things roll out from some of the fourth quarter numbers and move forward. Just the idea that the Fed is talking about it looks to be perhaps flexible on it was enough for investors last week to be extremely excited, and that allowed us to in part fuel that comeback on Friday that we saw following that Apple debacle that we had the day before, where the market was down 700 points and then it was up 700. Yesterday, there was a lot of excitement on Wall Street as the market was up 254 points. It trailed back and closed, I believe, up about 98. And that's the point. Regardless of where things start, like we are today, pre-market up 211 points, it's not where we start, it's where we finish. And there's a lot that can happen between now and the closing bell.
Well, and you kind of touched on this, Jay. Last week when we talked, you were really pretty sober about the market prospects for this year. Still that way?
I am, Pat. I want to see a lot of optimism, but I think with some of the issues that we have right now with the interest rate hikes that we have, and again, I think that they're needed, I think that that's going to affect the bottom line of many corporations. I still think we're going to see several with some very good years, but collectively across the board, is it going to be enough? And also, we've got that legislative uncertainty that we continue to reference that's going to be coming out of Washington, D.C., that could impede some of the president's initiatives that he's put on the table already. So, again, there's a lot of uncertainty. And, Pat, you among it all know how the market responds to uncertain times, and they tend to sell first and ask questions later. I mean, I'd love to see a good dose of positive news coming forward that would help see us propel this market. I'm not saying it won't happen. But there's just a lot more that could go wrong over the next 12 months than I see going right.
Day trader, friend of the program, Jay Ratliff. His website is daytradefund.com.
Thanks, Jay.
Have a great day.
Good to have you. HansenMcLean.com brings us money news and Pat.
Well, the best job to have, software developer. That's according to the latest rankings from U.S. News and World Report. The most recent government figures show the median salary for a software developer is more than $101,000 a year, with unemployment just less than 2%. Demand for software developers is projected to increase 30% over the next 7 years. Some of the other best jobs in the survey include statistician, dentist, nurse, practitioner, and pediatrician. Ford wants every new vehicle sold in 2022 to be outfitted with